I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Great Outdoors Colorado has awarded $60,000 to Colorado Springs-based conservation group the Palmer Land Trust. As 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brunell reports, the grant will fund efforts to recruit a new generation into the cause of land conservation.
The Palmer Land Trust says though young people in Colorado Springs use and value open space, they're less often involved in efforts to preserve and expand it. The organization wants to change that, says Operations Director Anais Spitzer.
We have to work to create land conservation advocates who understand the importance of conservation for our region and who will help our community navigate some of the conservation challenges that we inevitably face.
With the grant from Great Outdoors Colorado, or GOCO, Spitzer says they plan to put together an awareness campaign and event series and create a new advisory board consisting of millennials and Gen Xers. For its part, GOCO says the idea is innovative, and they'll be monitoring the effort in hopes of replicating it in other communities around the state. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
Representatives from St. Mary Corwin Medical Center in Pueblo have announced the hospital will discontinue its birthplace and neonatal intensive care unit in operation for the last 135 years as of December 15th. Yesterday's announcement came about a month after then-CEO Brian Moore said the hospital would continue its birthing and labor services. An independent group of physicians who practice at the hospital said they would be consolidating their practice at another center. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.